Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Hello there, my very good friends. On today's wrestling news, Jon Moxley is entering an inpatient alcohol treatment program.
A new report claims Vince McMahon didn't like Bray Wyatt prior to his WWE release.
We have the real reason that AJ Styles is off WWE television at the moment.
And Jim Ross will not be leaving AEW television despite getting treatment for his skin cancer. I'm Adam Wilborn.
And I'm Andy Murray.
And this is the news.
All right, we're going to kick things off today by talking about the big Jon Moxley news that broke overnight. Rough one, really rough one, absolutely. Tony Khan tweeted it, sharing the story last night. I'm going to read Tony's tweets to you verbatim. Jon Moxley has allowed me to share with you that he is entering an inpatient alcohol treatment program. Jon is a beloved member of the AEW family. We all stand with him and Renee and all of his family and friends as he shifts his focus to recovery. Jon is making a very brave choice to get help, and we're embracing his choice and supporting him however we can. I'm proud to call John a friend, and like many of you, I'm also a fan of Mox and look forward to a time in the future when he is eventually able to return to the ring. Until then, thank you for supporting John and respecting his privacy at this time. If you are a loved one, need help, please reach out to SAM HSA's National Helpline, which is 1-800-662-HELP or 4357. So there you go. That's the story. Obviously, all the best to John in his recovery from this. I got nothing but admiration and respect for him taking this first important step. It's a very difficult thing to do, I imagine, particularly at this time in his life where his priorities have perhaps shifted away from pro wrestling. He's got a new daughter, Nora, 4 months old, and obviously he's got Renee, his wife, and he's very successful in his career, and he's probably a millionaire and everything else, but I think addiction and problems like this, they don't discriminate against people. Like, you can have outwardly the happiest, most bulletproof and invincible character in life and everything else, but it doesn't matter a thing to these situations. They can hit anyone. If it's in you, it's in you. And appears to have struck Moxley here. So, you know, the other part of this story, and we're not going to talk about this too much because I don't think it's important, really, is the wrestling side of it. This does leave a hole in the world title eliminator tournament. AEW will have to come up with something for that, but that's not important. At the moment, all that matters is that this guy has an issue. He is getting the treatment he needs. He is taking the first important big step. Nothing but well wishes for the guy, nothing but love and support for him and his family. And here's to a speedy recovery from just a beloved wrestler around the world. I mean, this guy, man, like, his world title reign in particular, he was on TV every week when the world was melting down, telling you to phone your mother and keep your head up and stuff. And again, it's just proof this stuff can hit anyone at all. Doesn't matter who you are. All the best to John.
Yeah, not a great deal to add to what you said there. Obviously, wish him well in his recovery. I think the one thing I'd like to reiterate here, like you say, Andy, is, you know, he's just become a father. He is, you know, majorly involved in an AEW storyline. He's got his book coming out. But what I would emphasise from this is none of that really matters. The most important thing for everyone out there is your well-being. So if you think, I can't take time off to deal with this issue that I've got, let Moxley almost be a role model for that, because yes, you can. that is the most important thing for everyone, really.
Yes, absolutely, absolutely.
Right, let's move on and talk about that relationship between Vince McMahon and Bray Wyatt. Fractious is how I would have described it before, and yeah, well, non-existent is how it is basically being described here in this report by Fightful Select. No crap, just Sapp. Sean Ross Sapp of Fightful Select, of course. Basically, the report seems to say that Vince McMahon grew tired of Bray Wyatt prior to his release in July. His was without doubt the most shocking release because, and this is reiterated in the report, a lot of talent believed that it wasn't due to budget reasons because he was one of the most major merch movers in WWE, so that doesn't really add up. And this report seems to corroborate that in terms of the fact that Vince McMahon sort of didn't like, is the quote that I've got here, didn't like Wyatt prior to his release due to his outspoken views on bad creative. Now, apparently Bray Wyatt was backstage on some Raws following WrestleMania 37, so clearly creative did have some plans for him, but it doesn't really matter if the guy on top isn't a fan of yours. Yeah. Look, Wyatt had major frustration. Not only him and Orton had a problem with how their WrestleMania match went, but the stuff that came beforehand, burning his character and creating this new outfit that he claimed was too heavy and restrictive to movement. Not really surprised by this report. It's something I think we all assumed. It's just been confirmed now. And now we are waiting, I suppose, with bated breath for Bray Wyatt to tell his side of the story. I think that's what we all want to hear.
Yeah, I really can't wait for that first Wyndham Rotunda interview because I think it's going to clear a lot of things up. And really interesting situation with him creatively, I think, because he has always been portrayed or presented as a guy who maybe has a bit more say creatively than other people and maybe had a few more ideas come through the net. But then if, you know, some of the stuff that people didn't like about the characters making it to TV, did it come from Vince? Did it come to Bray? Come from Bray? What's going on here?
We all know about the fact that he was meant to go over Orton at WrestleMania and then a couple of days before Vince woke up on that side of the bed and went, nah.
Yeah, you're losing via goo in 5 minutes, brother. Jeez. I can't imagine. Like, look, if I was in a creative situation and someone said, hey, you're going to lose via goo in 5 minutes, I would be upset as well.
Especially a story that's been built for, what, half a year they built that for?
Yeah, exactly. So, like, I'm extremely interested in hearing Wyndham return side of this story, and I think it's going to be very interesting. Very interesting indeed. Books. We're selling some books. There you go. That's the ad read. Whatculture.bigcartel.com. If you head over there right now, you can scoop three books. One of them is brand new. Two of them are reprints. One of those reprints has been updated. The first one I'm going to tell you about today is Becoming All Elite, The Rise of AEW by our very own Michael Sidgwick, the foremost independent expert on all things AEW. It's a tremendous tome, tremendous read, the story of the fastest rising wrestling promotion in the world. You can grab that from the story. You can also grab that as part of a bundle or separately with Sidgwick's other book, Development Hell, the NXT story, which came out the other year, 2017, I think.
It's a great read, that.
Tremendous read, grab that as well. And on top of that, our 505 wrestling matches you need to see before you die book has been updated. 606, we've given you 101 extra. Ooh. Because over the past 4 years, it's been a lot of really good wrestling, and we've included some new older stuff that wasn't in there as well. So check that out, that's on there as well.
There's been a lot of really good wrestling and a lot of really bad wrestling that you need to watch as well.
And I wrote about a lot of the bad stuff. Whatculture.bigcartel.com, pre-orders available now, international shipping available. Pre-order them now. You will get them for Christmas. Get yourself a read. Get your loved ones a read. Read.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm not going to say a lot more because I have to say this on the news. They're all great reads, particularly the new AEW one from Sidge. Go and get your hands on it. Order it now. Whatculture.bigcartel.com. But Andy Murray, why hasn't AJ Styles been on television recently?
Tony Bone. I don't know. Tony Bone kicked his ass.
Okay.
Wait, that's my story.
That's what I thought. I was thrown for a second there. I thought, I'm fairly certain this is your second story.
I think my brain has turned to cottage cheese this morning.
the panic on your face, and you just went, Tony Bone.
You just read it, mate.
Non-injury medical issue, according to Dave Meltzer on Wrestling Observer Radio.
There you go. That's why AJ hasn't been on TV. He's not been around since Crown Jewel on the 21st of October. Omos has obviously been continuing on Raw because he's gigantic.
Look at the bloody size of him, yeah.
And he's awesome. I love Omos. He's one of my favourite guys in WWE. Legitimately, I love the guy. AJ's not there at the moment. non-injury medical issue, no idea what it is, useless to speculate on stuff like this, so don't do that. Just hope that he makes a full recovery soon and we get to see him on TV again very quickly.
One of the greatest imports ever into WWE, definitely. I think it's fair to say, in terms of when he came in, a lot of people went, oh, like, they're going to ruin him. You know, he's a sensational wrestler. He's done great things in TNA, and how many people can you say that about? He obviously did some stuff in New Japan as well, Bullet Club, et cetera, et cetera. I think when he came in, we all assumed, oh, they're not, look at the size of him. He's getting on a bit. And yet, he has been, he's such a reliable guy. Whatever the non-injury medical issue is, we hope him well, wish him well, sorry, in his recovery. But yeah, great guy and fantastic WWE import show. Shows that you don't have to be 7 foot tall to make it in WWE. You just have to be damn talented and pull up with a lot of bollocks, basically.
Yeah.
Right, let's move on to our final story of the day. Oh, I'm not looking forward to read this one. Jim Ross, you may have seen the report or the tweet or the pictures that did the rounds a couple of weeks back. He revealed that he had skin cancer. The good news, if there's any here, is that he isn't going to be taking any time off AEW, but he is going to be undergoing 22 rounds of radiation treatment for that skin cancer. He shared the news, these developments, on his Grilling JR podcast. He said, I'm pretty good. He's so modest. I have this little cancer issue I'm trying to deal with. I'm going to start radiation soon. I'm going to do 22 radiation treatments. Somehow I have to figure out how to do it on consecutive Ds. They would do it every day for, I think, 3 weeks or whatever it is, maybe longer than that. I haven't kept track. It's inevitable. It's coming. I have to deal with it. I haven't found myself buried in the minutia of whether this is happening or that is happening. He continued. I don't plan on missing any work, according to my doctor, so that's good. What a legend. It's just a matter of dealing with the issues, gritting your teeth and moving on. He's not going to be having any chemotherapy here, but 22 rounds, Andy Murray, of radiation treatment at, 69 years of age is incredibly tough. Obviously, our thoughts go out to JR and his friends and family as he goes through this tough time. You know, he's doing the right thing. It's, you know, he would be amiss on AEW television. So just that phrase, gritting your teeth and moving on is wow.
Yeah, Jim Ross, poor guy. I think we all, you know, saw the tweets, like you said, from the other week, and Jim Ross is like a beloved pro wrestling figure, no matter what criticisms have been made towards his current AEW commentary and everything else, and we've certainly made some.
Yeah.
But that doesn't matter in this moment. It's a human being who, and especially if you're of our age or older, you grew up listening to this guy, and he was the voice of the most successful period in WWE history, the most acclaimed period and everything else. Sad on a human level, obviously. He's had a battle of skin cancer before. Mm-hmm. He diagnosed in 2016 and had an operation to remove the rest of it from his shoulder in 2018, I believe. So, yeah, just all the best to Jim, man. One of the all-time greats in his position and a human being who's gone through a lot of really sad stuff in the last few years of his life in particular. So, yeah, all the best to him. Speedy recovery.
And send him a lot of love and support on social media because you know he sees it as well. Right, let's move on to your Twitter questions. At What Culture WWE, of course, if you want to get in touch with us. First question today comes from Chris 2, who says, morning, gents. If AEW did a Royal Rumble match, who's your pick? Imagine how intolerable an MJF first ever winner would be. Me and Sid started talking about this yesterday. He tweeted about it. And I know they have the Casino Battle Royale, but that's crap. If they did a Royal Rumble, who would you like to see win the whole thing?
Yeah, I would like to see them use someone who's kind of on that tier, right? Who's on the kind of borderline main eventer slash future star slash going to be a huge big deal inevitably. Use that to get them to the next level. And I think there's a lot of candidates in that role. My guy Ricky Starks, I think it would be tremendous. I think he's the guy who just people forget about when they have these conversations, and I think that's a shame. But I'm going to go Darby Allin, man. Like, he's been such a success for AEW. His TNT title reign was a proven rating straw. He's over as hell. He's exciting. Loads of the fan base connect with him. He's got the Sting partnership. I think that'd be a good way to bump him up.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, obviously, they've got, you know, the mega stars in there now. You're Adam Cole, CM Punk's Bryan Danielson. They don't need a Royal Rumble win to elevate themselves into a world title picture. So I'm going to dismiss that. MJF obviously would be my pick. He should have had, he should be world champion at
John
the end
Moxley,
of the day.
Yeah.
But if we're going to dismiss all that and say it's not MJF, because I don't think he needs it either, he's already made the case that he should probably be in line for a title shot, and he probably should be the guy to take the title of Hangman Page, if you ask me. I'm going to say Jungle Boy. Because he's come so close before, Christian Cage, Casino Battle Royale, blah, blah, blah. I think, it just like Darby Allin, for all the reasons you gave, yeah, that could be the springboard to finally send him into the title picture, but not yet.
But what would you do with the Hollywood Blondes then if you put Brian Pillman's tag team partner as a Royal Rumble winner?
It's Griff Garrison, that is.
The F is Griff Garrison.
Oh, brilliant. Right, Ryan Ohard gives us our second question of the day. Intriguing to know your thoughts on this. Do you think they should bring in Walter for a couple of months in NXT 2.0?
Yeah, Walter rules. I'm not sure how well he'd fit into this Andre Chase University.
I love Andre Chase, by the way.
So do I. I love his sweatshirt. It's I wear a sweatshirt every day. Sometimes the comment section goes, hey, does Andy Murray ever not wear a sweatshirt? The answer is no, because I'm really fat at the moment and I want to hide it. But yes, I love NXT 2.0, the wacky array of characters. I like watching it. I don't think it's a great wrestling show, but it's fun to watch.
Oh, it's great.
Don't.
Can you imagine putting in with the Creed brothers, though?
Oh, that would
I know
be...
he's got a tag team already there or a tag champs.
That would
but
be fun.
Even so.
That would be fun. I don't know how good a fit he would be for this new generation cartoon world of dance offs and.
Okay, don't get him doing karaoke, guys.
Yeah, we don't need that. But Walter's going to be a good addition to any brand new lands.
And then he gets pinned after the cave in by Ekemagram. Yeah. Baby, he's got even more money after he cleaned out Duke's bloody poker room last
bloody
night.
Bloody Duke.
If you're not watching NXT, you're missing out.
You're probably
maybe not
for
the reasons
life.
You're thinking, but it's great. It's weird, but it is great. And yes, I'd love to see Walter in there, especially because he'd have to have a thing. This is your thing. You're a giant baby. Good luck with it.
Giant baby.
Right, let's conclude with Irish Viking 383. Great name. Who says, with shorter match times outside of the Raw SmackDown title pictures and Mandy Rose as the NXT Women's Champion, please tell me WWE isn't reverting to their pre-2015 ways of awful handling of their female talent.
It's not been great lately, has it?
No.
It's not been great lately. I don't think the division has been particularly... Both divisions, all three of them, have been particularly well-booked in a while, really. I mean, 2021 in general has not been a kind year to those scenes. They are still spotlighting people in big spots. That's good. Becky Lynch is a featured performer, Bianca Belair, Sasha Banks, whoever else. Charlotte Flair, obviously, you want to mention. NXT 2.0 is its own beast. Booking... I don't know if they even book that show. I think they just throw a bunch of ideas into a blender and see what comes out. On the main roster, you look at what's happened to Bianca Belair in particular. WrestleMania, she had that high. Then she has the feud with Bayley, where her confidence is brought into question, which is ridiculous because, unbreakable confidence is the basis of her character.
Yep.
So they really did her a disservice with that. She's since had the 26-second squash match. Everyone's like, let it play out, but Becky's going to put her over in the end. What happened? No, she got rolled up. It's, really crap booking. It's bad storytelling, and these are really just tremendous all-round talented performers. They could be doing them a disservice. Dopes are going to go in the comments section going, what about WWE? We're analysing the WWE division here, and there is work to do. They do a good job of at least, spotlighting the key players, but they do need to do a better one.
I just feel if you could zoom out, when people say, I could manage Manchester United better. If I zoomed out on the women's division, January 2021, before the Royal Rumble, and look around and I've got Rhea Ripley, Bianca Belair, and for whatever reason, that Becky Lynch is coming back, and you got Sasha Banks, and you got Bayley for a bit, but she's going to get injured, unfortunately, and you got Charlotte Flair, and you've got people to bring up through from NXT. You've got Dakota Kai right there.
Now she's a zombie or something.
And you go, we'll bring in Aaliyah, we'll turn Becky Lynch heel, we'll do all this bollocks with this story. I just think, it's certainly nowhere near as bad as it used to be. And, the Queen's Crown tournament, they could have done so much more with that. It's incredibly frustrating, especially when, I am, you're a fan of someone like Shayna Baszler, who you just think, just do what you did with her in NXT. On the main roster.
Give her the belt and she beats everybody.
It's not difficult, but yes, incredibly frustrating, but not quite as bad as pre-2015, but yeah, we'll keep an eye on it. Right, let's move on to today's and finally, and it's just been a cavalcade of bad news recently. And
been miserable, yeah.
Awful news you may have seen recently for Danhausen, who is all over social media. He's going to have in his words, surgery-housen this Friday on his leg. He's going to have an inanimate rod placed into it. So we thought we'd just wish him well in his recovery and tell you guys, go and tweet him, support him, and, you know, donate if you can, or buy his merch, support him. Look, he's an incredible character. The wrestling world is going to be worse off without him for the time being. I know he's been campaigning to go on the cooking show with Brandi Rhodes and stuff in the interim. Look, he was incredibly popular on the Jericho Cruise by all reports. It's awful timing for this injury. And just like many wrestlers, he needs all the support he can get.
Yeah, there's a lot of people out there in the wrestling, and the world in general, but in the wrestling business, that's what we cover on the videos, obviously. Going through hard times at the moment, really. Danhausen, I'm sure his surgery is going to be very bad, very evil, everything else. All the best to him in his recovery. But there's others as well.
Yeah.
There's the Blade from AEW opening up on his anxiety and depression battles on Instagram. Send him some love as well. You've got poor Jimmy Rave, man, who's now a triple amputee after a MRSA infection came back. He's lost both of his legs. He's lost one of his arms last year. Horrendous, sad situations. Look, times are tough. Not everyone can go out there and buy a t-shirt or fling some money at GoFundMe. But if you've got the capacity to do that, now would be a really good time to do that for sure. It sucks. And these situations are tough to cover, but that's what we're here for.
Exactly. Let us know your thoughts on that and all of today's news stories in the comments section below. Don't forget to like, share, and subscribe to What Culture Wrestling on either iTunes, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts from, for daily wrestling podcasts. Got the NXT 2.0 review and Dynamite preview to come later on today. Plus, you can let us know your thoughts and Twitter questions on Twitter at WhatCultureWWE. Watch there, follow both of us. You can follow Andy Murray at...
Follow me at Andy H. Murray. The H stands for Have a Good Day.
Exactly. You can follow me at Adam Wilborn. Follow us all at WhatCultureWWE. But for now, my thanks to Andy Murray. Thank you for joining us, and we will see you soon.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.